You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. Another delay. Welcome to our show. It's been, the weather's been cooling down a bit. Not 100 degree days, but you can't do anything in LA. And air conditions are rampant, getting you sick, you know. But anyway, welcome to the show. We're going to have a nice show today. We're going to have a minister that we've had on before, Tania Fiolo. She'll be on. She'll talk about her prophetic teaching. And by the way, LA Talk Radio is not responsible for anything she says or what she, her philosophy. And legally, we're not. We just have her on. She does. It's for entertainment purposes only. And she'll get with us in a few minutes. Excuse me. And she is the rebelling reverend. Can you imagine? She's a rebelling reverend. Anyway, we've had her on before. She's a former madam that got into Jesus and talks about how it changed her life and what she's going to talk about tonight. She helps women out, women, Save the Women International, and she's done a really good job. And we had her on, I think, recently, and she's made some predictions that she receives from God. So anyway, that, call it as you may. Now also, we have a writer, actor, Charlie Mount.
Is that it? Yep, that's it.
Charlie Mount.
Hello.
And he's a ex-New Yorker. He's been in this town for a bit.
For a while.
You like LA, I guess?
I've been here 20-plus years. I'm still not quite used to it.
I'm
not used to the sun. I'm not used to the ocean being on the wrong side, all of that. But I love it here. It's been a lovely life.
Pizza in New York.
Well, pizza, you know, you've got to give up a few things.
You got to go to New York to get pizza.
But you know what? There's better Mexican food here. So,
yeah, that's true.
It's always
and
great.
Sushi.
Well, I'm not into sushi.
See, there you go.
You knew sushi like I knew sushi.
Anyway, he's going to talk about a brand new play that's coming to L.A. Actually, up the block from here.
Down the street, yeah.
Down the street.
At the Whitefire Theater.
And he'll talk about it. So you know what we should do? Maybe before Reverend Tania Fiolo comes on, let's talk about your play. And now you're going to be doing a play about Ray Bradbury.
Right. It's called Martians, An Evening with Ray Bradbury. And it's, well, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's a full multimedia show, great sound, great projections. You're going to go on a journey through Ray's imagination. From his office filled with toy robots and comic books to the surface of Mars. You're going to meet settlers and villains of Mars and Martians, men of faith, men of despair, men of great vision and hope. You're going to be inspired by Ray's call to live forever by moving our cultures out into the universe. It's a beautiful play. Funny, scary, uplifting, harrowing, everything that you could want in a Ray Bradbury story.
Well, you know, it's funny about Ray Bradbury growing up in the city is that he's actually an L.A., I would say L.A. person, but he's from the Midwest.
He's from Illinois.
And people talk about him. And, you know, like the Star Trek series, you know, they had kind of his philosophy about Mars.
Well, they had his positivity about humanity moving out to the universe in a positive way. Yes. That we're only going to survive if we do move our civilization out to the stars.
Well, we're going to Mars, aren't we?
I hope so.
That's what they say.
I hope so. It'll be fun.
And then, you know, I think Ray Bradbury was, his writings were phenomenal. And this play sounds like a wonderful piece, you know, for the kids to go.
It is. It's kid-friendly.
And then, now, what aspect are you going to talk about Ray Bradbury? Because people want to know.
Well, it's Ray Bradbury's a character in the play. He comes out on stage, and he talks about how he was disturbed by something he saw. And it's based on a true story. Ray was taking a walk through Beverly Hills one day, and he saw a woman walking by, walking her dog with her husband. And she was plugged into a radio,
right?
Not paying attention to the world, not really paying attention to anything, plugged in, listening to far cries and whispers, listening to, and it reminded him of when he wrote Fahrenheit 451, and he was terrified that people would lose their connections to each other, and he'd be stuck listening to seashell radios and watching parlor walls, which is what he called televisions in the book. So the play starts with Ray worried about how we're losing our connection to each other, and he wants to write about it. So
Because cell phones.
Yeah, and this was an old thing that happened to many years ago. Today we have it's even worse with the cell phones.
And you know what I noticed? Kids with cell phones are all disconnected.
They are.
And that's what the play is about.
The play is about human connection. So Ray, in the play, goes to his little office there where he has all his little inspiration, finds this really strange globe that looks like a planet.
Uh-huh.
And he says, I'm going to take this as my inspiration. And he starts to write Martian stories. Actors come out onto the stage and play all of the characters. And Ray finds his way to understanding.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to have our... I would like to introduce to everyone... We put in Variety. The Rebel. The Rebel Reverend, Tanaya Fialo.
Hello, Cameron.
How are you? Welcome to our show tonight.
Thank you for having me on the show again, Cameron. It's always a pleasure to
be on your
radio show.
In fact, you're going
I have to make a couple clarifications there for you.
Sure.
The last name was pronounced Fialo.
Fialo.
And yes, and I'm not a rebelling reverend, but I'm known as the Rebel Reverend. My website is www.therebelreverend.com.
Right.
I guess I'm known by that because I tend to go a little bit against the grain as a typical cookie-cutter Christian.
Right.
Yes, I was a madam, but that was 25 years ago. So since then, I've been a Christian, and I've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. I'm an ordained reverend now since 2015, globally ordained master's reverend.
Yeah, and then, by the way, I wanted you to tell folks that you have two books out about your, getting into Christianity. You have a wonderful book that you wrote, and they talk about it on the website, and I think you should tell people if they can get a copy of it.
Oh, you know, I'm not here to promote the book.
It's no, people
you know,
have been asking
out of
me.
A life of affliction, and he turned my life around, and now I'm an ordained reverend, and I just basically, I'm coming on to radio show tonight without prejudice against anybody or any views or anything like that. I'm not here speaking under my own accord, but I am here to simply give a prophetic word. You asked me to come on the show a couple weeks ago, but I had nothing prophetic come to me. I told you that when something prophetic comes to me, I will let you know. As you know, I've been on your show a couple times before. I've given prophecies, and they've come to pass.
Now, tell us.
Been wrong?
Tell our listeners, you got the floor. What's been going on with you and what you see? What you have
seen. Sorry?
Yeah, tell our listeners what prophecies you have seen, and you were up
well,
in the mountains.
I mean, a lot of my prophecies are documented on YouTube and things like that.
Right.
You know, when Donald Trump first started running, and everybody just thought it was a smoke and mirrors, I said that he was going to win the presidential election.
Right.
And this is, it's happened. There's been a lot of things that I prophesied that have happened. And last week I was up in the mountains for 4 days. I was really having some hard time. And a lot of prophecies came to me, probably the most that has come to me ever. So you're going to be hearing a lot. So I'm asking you that when I prophesy right now, that there's no interruption because it's going to be the Holy Spirit that is speaking through me and giving me these prophecies. You might want to take a pen and paper down and write this down.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of stuff that I'm going to say.
Hold on. I'll go get my pen. I have it right over here. I'm ready to go.
There's a lot of stuff I'm going to say that's going to happen.
Okay.
Just don't interrupt me while I'm saying it, but you're welcome to take any notes and whatever questions you have after I'm finished, I'm happy to answer.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay. So there's been a lot of stuff that's been coming to me from the Lord. It is prophetic word from the Lord. What is happening in America right now is God is getting angry that because America has been founded as a Christian nation, one Christian nation that is under God. And America has been having a spirit of rebellion that has been hovering over it. And God is getting angry and he is shaking things up right now. There is going to be a lot of civil unrest that is going to be going on in America. I see a lot of race riots, a lot of race riots. If you think what happened with Rodney King was bad, we ain't seen nothing yet. I see a lot of high-profile arrests that are going to happen. There's going to be scandals with Supreme Court judges. Okay, I see a minimum of another two Supreme Court judges being removed from the bench. It could possibly be because they're retiring because they don't want the scandal to come to light. And I see something to do with one of the female Supreme Court judges. So there's a lot of shady stuff going on right now. I see a lot of power outages, hurricanes that are going to happen in the red states right before the elections. I don't know if it's a manipulation of the weather that is going on, but I see something going on there. And God is going to be taking down a lot of the Democrats that are in the White House that have been doing very Luciferian type of things. Okay? God is saying that the Christians are to stay off of the mainstream media and go to the president's Twitter feed, because there is a lot of stuff that's going on in the mainstream media that is propaganda that is going to give the evangelicals, making them lose hope because of the propaganda that is going on in the mainstream media. There's a lot of stuff that's going on that is going to come to light that has to do with underground tunnels. It has to do with the Illuminati, underground tunnels, and pedophilia. I see visions in Texas of people coming up and marching. I've told you this on your show before. They're going to be marching in almost like a bunch of ants, but they're very organized, they're militant, they know exactly what they're doing and exactly where they are going, and they're going to be coming out of these underground tunnels. I have visions of women and children that are behind fences, but there are no fathers. This is up to the another state that is close to Texas. I don't know what these are. I don't know if they're FEMA camps or what, but I see women and the children without the men, okay? And we are supposed to, the Christians are supposed to be praying for the technology that is going on regarding the elections, and we are to take our prayers off of the enemy's radars and the airwaves. So that you know this, Trump will win the election, okay? Trump will be releasing cures of medical illnesses that have been suppressed by Big Pharma, okay? This is very serious. He's going to be exposing a lot of the medical cures that are being suppressed by Big Pharma. He will do two terms, and the economy is going to be booming even more. And Jesus says, the Lord says, the time is up for those that are corrupt. Okay? Obama. I see Obama going to jail. Now, there's going to be a lot of stuff going on, but it's taken years and years and years for it to get to this point. It's going to take a long time to unravel all of this, but just be patient. Stuff is going to happen. I see visions of checkpoints somewhere near Texas, that there's militia checkpoints. To the south of New York City, I see a mushroom-shaped cloud. I have been prophesying over this for 2 years now publicly. I was just informed that there is a military base to the south of New York City where I prophesy that I see this vision. Okay? The army of God must come together on one accord, and we must all repent for what America has been doing, and we must pray hard. The Lord is going to be reforming the Supreme Court. He's going to overturn Roe versus Wade. So be patient. Trump does not care what he tweets, because whatever he tweets, he does not care, because he knows that he is under the blood of Jesus. I have had visions of Donald Trump in the White House on his hands and his knees, and he's been praying and repenting before God for all of the stuff that he has been doing with his affairs with women and all of this stuff. He has been on his knees repenting to God. He is a new Christian. He's not perfect. He's a human. He's been making a lot of mistakes here and there, but he is a new Christian, and he is trying to do right, and he is being used by God. There's intense, very intense Bible studies going on in the White House right now, okay? Psalm 37 of the Bible says that the righteous is going to be upheld, and God, the Lord, says that if you are a Democrat, you cannot be, if you are a Christian, you cannot be a Democrat standing for the New World Order and voting for abortion, which is mass genocide of baby killing. Trump will dodge impeachment, okay? There's going to be unprecedented earthquakes that are coming, volcanic eruptions, and ferocious weather coming up. There's going to be a very concurrent growth in spirituality in all religions in America for the good. Donald Trump is being used by God to expose and bring down all of the corruption that is going on. And this runs so deep, deeper than we could even imagine. The pedophilia rings that are being exposed right now are not even 20% of what is going on. There is a lot more stuff that is going to be exposed. So Christians are supposed to pray, and we are to wait for the divine justice that is going to happen. I'm telling you right now that there is going to be a big Iran scandal that is on its way. So watch for that. Trump is going to be used by God to expose the Luciferian reign of pedophilia that is going on with the elites. This is so big, and this is why they're working so hard to squash him and destroy him. Many of the elites right now that are squawking the loudest will be exposed, and they will be locked up and put in jail. This is going to take a while because it's going to take a lot of investigating and things like that to expose these people. But it's going to happen, and God is going to end up ripping the guts right out of Hollywood. God is going to bring forth righteousness, and this is the most critical midterm that America has ever had in history. Matthew 10:35 says, "For I've come to turn a man against father, and a father against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's enemies will be the members of his own household." So there's going to be a lot of civil unrest going on that we've never seen in a long, long time. And just when it looked the worst for Trump in the media, and things were bad, and everybody's rejoicing that he's going to be taken down, he will not be taken down, okay? Trump is going to be called, believe it or not, this is going to sound crazy, but Trump is going to be called to be prophetic. He has very, very good intuition. The Clinton Foundation, it runs so deep and it runs so wide with the Luciferian agenda and pedophilia that it is going to be exposed to the most utmost, deepest levels. I'm telling you, Obama will be arrested. Okay? There's a spirit of rebellion that has come over America, and God is shaking things so much right now. And as a Christian nation under God, it will then... it'll then be shaken up, and God is going to be exposing a lot of the stuff. The media is spreading a lot of propaganda right now because it's run by the elites, and it's going to make a lot of the Republicans lose hope because of all the stuff that is in the media. But God is going to restore order, okay? All the seeds that America has sown as a nation under God many, many, many years ago, although it's been rebelling against God right now, telling you right now that America has not yet reaped the harvest that is about to come. God has given a lot of mercy to America right now, but we need to be focused on repentance and prayer. God is going to replace those that are corrupt, and he's going to replace them with God's army, and they are going to lose their peace. So there's a lot of people right now that are very corrupt in office right now that are going to have a lot of peace that they're going to lose. There's eventually going to be a shift in media, and it's going to end up in Trump's favor. Now, you know that there's a lot of people out there, they have very generic prophetic words. I'm giving you very bold prophetic words, okay? And I'm telling you, this is going to come to pass. God is going to gut Hollywood, and there's going to be more and more Christian producers that are going to come up on the rise, okay? So I also see a minimum of two more Supreme Court judges that will be replaced. I see arrests and scandals, and possibly because of this, they may even retire. Let me just pray here. This is the kingdom of God versus the darkness. God is going to reveal more of the truth about what is going on in the Vatican. It will be more than what we already imagine, and the Pope is going to be exposed.
Okay.
God is separating the wheat. God is separating the wheat from the chaff. There is a manipulating spirit of Jezebel that is working through the elite and that is working through the media. Things will need to take place. like we've never seen in mankind, and it's going to happen. It's going to take a while, but there's going to be much to unravel, and it's going to take a long time, but we need to keep our faith because this is not going to happen. Any questions?
No. First of
That's
all,
a lot.
Oh, yeah, that was a lot. First of all, regarding Trump, right now there's so much pressure on him, on the media, and also the word impeachment has come up a lot the last couple of days. And it's been very strong. You don't think the will of the people, I'm not just talking about Democrats, I'm talking about Republicans that want to get him out of office. You don't think that freedom...
I'll tell you this. I am one that seeks justice regardless if they are a Republican or they are a liberal. But I am telling you right now, as the Holy Spirit speaks to me, that Trump is not going to be impeached.
Hmm. Interesting. Because he's going through...
You guys he was going to win, that he was going to win, and he didn't think he was going to win.
You did. You told us that.
I've not been wrong.
No, okay, he said he'll be reelected.
He will not be impeached. And when I just told you that the media, there's going to be so much propaganda going on that it's even going to make the Republicans lose hope, because the media is going to be shifting, is so against Trump that it's the propaganda is so strong to turn people against Trump. Even the Republicans are going to lose hope. But the Lord says to have faith. Okay, he is not going to be impeached. Trump has done a lot of things in the past that were not right, okay? Just like me, I used to be a former madam 25 years ago, but I repented for those sins, and then God lifted me up, and he planted my feet firmly on a rock, and I'm now a reverend. I'm telling you that Donald Trump, I had visions of him in the White House. He's on his knees. He's repenting for the Lord for the things that he has done. So it does not matter if another 5 women come forward, 10 women come forward, saying that he slept with them, or bought them off or anything. He is now under the blood of Jesus. He has repented for that, and God is going to use him. God can use anybody. All that, you know, Jesus' disciples were former prostitutes, murderers, thieves. They were all people that have repented and turned their lives to God, and God used them mightily and powerfully. So,
I have a question.
Jesus
is
a redeemer. God is a redeemer. Okay, he didn't come for the self-righteous and the people that are in the churches that claim that they're saved. He came for the lost.
Right. Now, you said in your from what you've seen, Obama will be arrested for what?
Yes. I don't know.
Okay. Interesting.
A lot of corruption. And Hillary's going to be arrested too. Now, I know you guys say that a lot of the people think that she's just so powerful and all the stuff, but there's going to be so much stuff that's going to come to light. She's going to be arrested. If not, she'll be on house arrest.
Wow. Now,
this is going to take a long time, because there's been so much happening with the elites going on, so much that this is going to it's going to take a lot to unravel, and there's going to be people like her and Obama. It's going to take a lot of investigating, and they're going to have to get all their ducks lined in a row, because they're going to have one shot to do this. So this is going to take a long time. They're going to have to do it very methodically, but it will come to pass.
Now, you said in your, when you were talking about the Democrat, you vote for Democrat. Now, there's a lot of Christians that are Democrats. So what you're saying is...
You cannot be a Democrat. The Lord says you cannot... be a Democrat, okay, and be a Christian. When you vote Democrat, you are voting pro-abortion, okay? Pro-abortion is mass genocide of souls, of little babies that are being killed, okay? That blood is going to be on your hands. If you are a Christian, you cannot vote for that. The Democrats are for the New World Order, okay? Christianity is against the New World Order. You cannot be a Democrat and be a Christian.
Interesting, very interesting. What about the people that are independents, independent type voters? Anything about them?
Say that again.
Independent, like independent voters, people that vote, differently than Republican or Democrat. They're independent. They vote on issues.
if you are a Christian, regardless of what, you know, if you're neutral, you must take a stand for righteousness and a stand for God.
And one other thing.
Otherwise, you cannot be a Christian.
Right. No.
The Bible says the gate is straight and it's very narrow, but only few will find it, okay? So a lot of people say that they believe in Jesus, but Satan believes in Jesus too.
Okay. Let me ask
you. So we can say we're Christians, but we have to walk as Christians and live as Christians.
Now, what about the Middle East? You know, because it's a major issue.
Well, this is not a prophecy yet, but I will not be surprised if China ends up being the next superpower. If I get affirmation on that as a prophecy, I will let you know.
Yeah, definitely let us know. Okay, and one other thing you mentioned was about the scandals of the Supreme Court justice. You're talking about the current Supreme Court justice is going to resign?
I see a minimum of two more Supreme Court justices being removed off the bench, okay?
Wow.
One of them, it has something to do with the scandal with a woman, and I don't know if they're going to be removed by being removed or they're going to be forced to retire because they're not going to want, to get nailed on this. So, but this is going to happen. I see a minimum of a total of minimum four.
Wow.
And these justices are going to be replaced with righteous judges.
So, well, the only, I would say, moderate justices are Kagan, and then also she's going to retire anyway. Ruth Ginsburg is one. You know, those are the two, I would think. And then the other one, Sotomayor, she's diabetic. She's been going through... You know, she helped her parents out. She was very much to help people out. So we'll see who it may be. And the present guy that wants to be Supreme Court Justice, does he have any, will he get in? The one that... Trump is talking about, this gentleman who he's nominating as Supreme Court Justice. Will he be nominated as Supreme Court Justice?
I do not know.
Okay,
I only know what I feel from the Holy Spirit is telling
right.
me. I can tell you there's a lot of civil unrest that's going to be happening. He's going to be doing two terms. Things are going to be getting ugly. There's going to be a lot of race wars going on. Really,
right.
really bad. It's going to get really, really bad near the next two elections. And it's going to be unlike... anything we've ever seen.
Wow, that's very interesting. Well, I know it's just very interesting what you're saying, because you said last time there'll be civil unrest. And there has been, actually, in the news in a couple places.
Well, I see a lot of civil unrest as well that's going on in the Los Angeles area, where it does not matter if you're living in multi-million-dollar homes or you live in Compton. Your money and your security gates and all that are not going to buy you any refuge from the average person.
Right.
There's going to be civil unrest. And I see a lot of weather problems that are going to be happening before the elections that could possibly be preventing people from getting to the ballots. So this is going to be in the red states. My gut, this is not a prophecy, but my gut tells me after this came to me, that there could be some type of manipulation going on with the weather to try to affect the elections. I know that sounds way out there, but that's what I...
Okay, well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. But I want to thank you so much for coming on and talking about it. And the listeners out there, if you'd like to talk about it, please do. Our phone number is 323-203-0815. And then but I'd like to... like I said before, this is for entertainment purposes only. It's not with LA Talk Radio. I'm choking right now. LA Talk Radio or its affiliates. I have a group. We just have people talk about what they feel and their opinions. So
exactly.
I appreciate you coming on, and I really do, because this is it's like so much you told us that I want to. You know, I'm going to listen to you again on this on the show and listen again and again because there's so much that you said. And it was like...
Well, you need to start archiving these because every time you have me back on the show and stuff comes continuously right. comes true, you know, it's archived, right?
So, right. No, we have every show archived. That we do. And that earthquake coming, that I could see happening. Did you say something about Iraq or Iran? I wanted to find out. Was it going to be Iraq?
There's going to be a big scandal that's going to come forth regarding Iran.
Iraq, okay. Yeah, I figured you said that. Okay. Yeah, because Iran, there's another situation there. All right. Thank you very much, Radical Reverend. We appreciate it.
No, the Rebel Reverend.
Rebel Reverend. Well, I'm going to call you
the Rebel Reverend.com.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And by the way,
okay.
If people want to contact you, is there a way they can?
The Rebel Reverend.com.
Okay. Okay. Yes. So thank you very much. I appreciate you coming on.
Thank you.
Sure.
All right.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you heard entertainment value, Charles. That was like a bomb coming off.
That was something. That was fascinating.
By the way, we're talking about Ray Bradbury. I like Ray Bradbury.
Oh yeah, you want to get back to Ray Bradbury
now? Ray Bradbury.
Well, before we do that, I just have to tell you about it because you know I.
How did you feel about that?
I believe in prophecies. I've had my own prophecies. Yeah. I had a few. I wasn't bring them up, but you know.
No, go ahead.
I had a prophecy. Trump is going to be impeached, but it's going to be the best impeachment. You thought Nixon was impeached? No.
Yeah.
No. Donald Trump's impeachment is going to be huge.
Yeah.
There'll be ice sculptures.
He always says huge.
Ice sculptures. It's going to be very classy. Also, I saw this. This is a big thing in Hollywood. It's going to be a big thing. Avengers 4, a tank. It's going to make $200. $200 domestic.
Wow.
A little better domestically. Internationally, I mean, it'll be better. The Supreme Court, it's going to be replaced by guys from Queer Eye. So instead of civil unrest, we're going to have tolerance, love, and understanding. So there you go.
Great.
My prophecies, which are absolutely true. I'm going to put them on.
Sandra Bernhardt, are you listening?
Yeah, she's got to be there.
Yeah, she's going to love you for that. What I was going to ask you is this. When I hear Tania's message, which she's come on before.
What message?
No, it's not a message. It just sounds to me.
Oh, it's not a message.
No. I want to tell folks that we do not agree or disagree. We just have her on. But I want the public to know that whatever she says, that, you know, that's just her opinion. And that's all we base it on, and not us. So I say it again and again because people will mix us up in.
Well, you say for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah, that's what I
say
all the time. Now, what? Anything else capture your?
But I think first of all, it has to be entertaining.
Yeah, well, she's entertaining.
You're saying for entertainment purposes only. You're making a promise. You're making a contract with people. You know, you're not saying that this is going to be. You know,
this is the way
insane.
It is. Now, anything else surprise you? What she said?
Did anything surprise me?
Yeah.
I stopped listening about 30 seconds.
So people out there, please call in if you'd like to, you know, discuss, you know, the Radical Reverend tonight. Philo, her philosophy, calls at 323-203-0815. We have the great actor, writer, producer of a play.
Director, magician.
On Bradbury.
And Prophet.
And Prophecy.
Charlie Mount.
There you go. Well, anyway, Charles Mount.
Want to get back to my thing? Okay.
Let's get back to your
All
play.
All right. Martians, and even with Ray Bradbury opening at the White Fire Theater September 7th, running Friday nights through November 2nd, and then one Saturday night, November 10th.
I think there's a Jewish holiday.
Is there a Jewish holiday in there?
Rosh Hashanah.
Which probably begins usually Friday
I'll
night.
You know.
Right. And then, yes.
Yeah. By the way, the people are Jewish.
Maybe I got that wrong. I'm not
have
Jewish.
A good New Year.
Apologies.
Because we have the honey and cake.
But if you want to see more about the show, whitefiretheater.com. And listen, for your viewers, your viewers, go to whitefire.com, whitefiretheater.com.
Okay.
And you click there, you'll find the tickets.
Right.
And if you use the discount password Rocket.
Rocket, okay.
Rocket, you'll get $5 off the show.
That's such a deal.
That's a deal. That's a great deal.
And
it's a lovely show. You're going to have a great time.
Is it going to run from what time to what time?
Open September 7th
Wait,
and plays Friday nights through November 2nd, and then one Saturday night on November 10th. It starts at 8 o'clock each night.
Okay, let me get this call real quick. Hi, is this Danny? Danny Cruz?
Hi.
Danny, what a show tonight.
Hi.
The great, we have Charles Mount, the actor, writer of a new play on Ray Bradbury. And then we had tonight, did you listen to the broadcast?
I haven't been able to. My reception hasn't been coming in, but I called in just to give you a quick update on some future guests.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, we got George Knapp, Channel 8. We've been talking since 2007. I gave him an update.
Great guy.
Right into the
George Knapp, by the way.
Skunk Works program.
Yeah, he's
and
been
Uri
on.
Uri Geller.
Uri Geller's going to come on? Wow.
Well, Uri Geller and I are now part of the same program up at Edwards Air Force Base. We're part of the PTEL, Teleportation Physics Study. We're one of the few people who are studied by the Air Force who teleport and see flying saucers. Uri Geller and I. And Uri Geller got
what did I get myself
so
into?
I'm always working on Annie Jacobson.
Oh, Annie Jacobson was wonderful. We had on our show.
She was our best. My favorite.
What I was going to mention.
And then we also have George Knapp.
George Knapp is wonderful. He has
he has a
thing. By the way, George Knapp talked about Ray Bradbury on Coast to Coast. You know who liked Ray Bradbury too? He died. You know, our buddy from Pahrump, who died.
From Pahrump. I have a buddy in Pahrump too.
Well, no,
Cameron.
He's a famous broadcaster, and I know Jose was on his show, and he talked about Ray Bradbury.
Mm-hmm.
Say hi to Jose. I tried to get in touch with Brandon Ralph. I tried to get in touch with Curtis, TBL and Film.
How's Jose doing?
Mark Barash.
How's Jose doing?
We're all working together on the same thing.
Oh, I was going to ask you.
Boulder, Colorado.
Listeners.
He's friends with Dean Radin.
Okay.
Our past guest, Dean Radin. They all know each other. We're all groups of friends. So I'm just keeping them updated on my own work and asking them to come in. And we have work to share in a studio. And so I'm hoping they're listening tonight. George Knapp has been a really good, helpful friend for KFI itself.
Oh, George Knapp's
he's
a good
called
guy.
In. I've called into KFI. So we're
when I started
in KFI,
radio,
our
Danny,
listener,
when I started in radio, George Knapp was a
mm-hmm.
wonderful person to listen to on about the futuristic. And he talked about, I wanted him to talk about Ray Bradbury. George Knapp.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about that too. I'll give him a
now,
call and let him know
Danny,
tomorrow.
We have a wonderful gentleman here, actor, writer. Charles Mount, and he's doing a play on Ray Bradbury, and I think you would love to see it.
That's
you're into that.
I want to get to it.
Yeah, great.
I love the play.
Great.
Come on now.
Tell us
I haven't been to play in a long time.
At the White Fire.
At the White Fire Theater in Sherman Oaks on Ventura Boulevard, open September 7th. Go to whitefiretheater.com.
How long a period of time will you be open?
Well, it's 10 performances, but it's only once a week.
Okay.
So 9 Fridays and then a Saturday.
Okay.
Running
well, I have somebody in mind. What day are they playing? When does it start again? I'm sorry.
September 7th. And it plays Friday nights at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
For 9 Fridays through November 2nd. And then one Saturday night on November 10th. If you go to whitefiretheater.com, you can see the whole schedule there.
See, we're promoting this show, man.
Yeah, I'm going to say whitefiretheater.com a few more times.
I have
By the way, if you want to, you know, go online and you know, find out
Cameron.
Who is Ray Bradbury.
Cameron.
You can.
Oh, yeah,
definitely. Go ahead. Go ahead, Danny.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. There's a friend of mine. His name is Chris Fox, and he is a beautiful singer. And I want to give him a shout-out. He's going to be coming into our studio. I'm meeting him tomorrow, and I met him today. And he played his track today, so we're going to be bringing in a beautiful hard-hit, living life of hard knock, beautiful singer. He seems like an angel. And he's going to be one of our special guest coming up in the next 2 weeks. He's definitely in the studio. You're going to love his music, Cameron, and his life story. So just another, we're following in line with the musical theater and musicians. I can't wait to bring him in. He's going to be a little special
cool.
guest. So,
oh, we got it.
So
we got
just,
it.
Just keeping busy.
Yeah, well, that's all you can do, man.
UFO.
I want to mention something. The minister, the rebel, Reverend, she answered back to me. No need to bring up that I'm a former madam. Well, that's what she said during the show. We know you were, and that's okay, but I kind of ask you to be respectful of me using the prophetic giving. That's her thing, but people don't believe, you know, they don't believe it. They don't believe it, and that's it.
Oh.
Yeah, you know,
is this the prophecy, the reverend? Okay,
I
want to
tell
tonight?
Everyone that I'm reaching out to her
I haven't
say,
heard anything about the prophecy.
Well, you'll listen to the show.
The Reverend
we'll replay it. Anyway.
No, I haven't had a chance yet. Because
okay,
of the
Danny,
got to
slow down.
Tomorrow.
All right, Danny. Thank you so much, man.
Cameron, I know you said thanks. All right, thanks for you.
Sir,
thanks for everything you do, Cameron.
No problem.
I'll see you soon.
Sir,
I'm going back to Washington, D.C. in about 2 weeks. So
oh, good for you.
Got the Skunk Works program. Yeah, that's what George Knapp and I got. The Skunk Works letter of intent with the legal office. And now I'm just getting the government's letter of express direct consent for my licensing agreement. So full track, flying saucers. We're looking at low orbital technology.
Being put Ray Bradbury, we love you.
Space Particle Accelerator Corporation.
Yeah, let me know if you find anything.
We're on our way back. And we've been doing work.
Oh, by the way, Danny.
Back here.
Danny
back
Charles here. Mount said, if you find anything, let him know.
Of course I will. Of course. Yes. I can't wait to hear the podcast about prophecy.
Oh, definitely.
Thank you, guys.
I got to go, Danny. Thanks so much.
All right.
Take care.
Looking forward to the show. All take care, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Wow. I'm going to say.
Flying
anyway,
saucers. That's great.
It's funny. I get some criticism from the Reverend. But you know what? I want to go back to real quick.
Well, I've had some criticisms about the Reverend myself.
Yeah. My thing is,
I think she was spouting quite a lot of hatred.
Yeah.
And I'm a little surprised that you give out her website and her address and... It's a little, you know, I know you say it's for entertainment purposes only, but that was a lot of, you know, vile spouting. It was
right.
Very, very strange. And, you know, you put people on the air and you do give them a certain amount of credibility, give them a certain amount of credence for that.
Right.
You know, I like that you're saying it's for entertainment
purposes
only.
You know what? I'm open because we are a place people could voice their opinion. We don't judge them.
Well, I believe in free speech.
Yeah.
I believe in free speech.
What
I don't
you said
believe,
was very interesting.
But I don't believe that free speech requires other people to give you a platform.
Right, right.
You know, you can...
And like I said to folks out there when we interviewed her, that, you know, we can only do what we can do. Because I interview a lot of people, and what you said is right, but also because we are in a unique situation here at LA Talk Radio,
mm-hmm.
where we can...
Well, we've got a real diverse, you know,
yeah,
we community
try to be diverse,
here,
and I can
everything.
Judge her. I can only
no, but give... you know what? Instead of judging, it's always nice just to not say the opposite, but maybe if I can relate it back to Ray Bradbury, what he used to say was that all religion, at the center of all religion, was love.
Right.
Everything's about love, and he liked to have a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of that philosophy, a little bit of this philosophy. And he used to call himself a delicatessen religionist. Now, he was Christian, but he also believed that, in fact, we talk about it in the play, where he says, I believe I'm God. I believe you're God. I believe Darwin is God. I believe the earth is God. I believe we're all God.
Right.
I believe at the center of our religion is love, and we need love to move forward. We need to carry that into the universe.
We need to go beyond. You know, interesting you say that about love.
Mm-hmm.
There was a book written by Billy Graham. Recently, you know, it was mm-hmm. it was a book that talked about his 50 years, 60, 70 years of preaching. And he said love is very important. So what you said makes sense because Billy Graham and then some others have talked about it. So anything else you want to add about Ray Bradbury? Anything else that we didn't talk about?
I do.
Okay, then we got a few minutes, so go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I think it is important to constantly talk about love and race. Humanity and his philosophies about life are what we try to bring forth in play. And one thing he talks about is his love of man. I love man with a capital M, he used to say.
Right.
And his theme...
Hold on. Oh, I'm getting a phone call. Hold on.
We'll have to wait for a theme then.
I'm sorry. I got to take him in. Hello, you're on the air. Cameron Sports and Life, welcome. Hello.
Hi, Cameron. How are you?
Good. Miss you. We miss you on the show. What did you think? Were you listening into the show tonight?
You know, I caught the tail end, okay. So I didn't really get to hear what she had to say. But based on the follow up that I'm hearing, it's probably not such a bad thing.
You know, we don't want to ridicule.
But how are
the
you, Cameron? How's LA? What's going on?
Well, we got actor, writer, Charles Mount right next to me. And then
Hi.
He got to hear the rant. But what was interesting was she wrote me a letter, email, that wasn't fair to her. I think I was very fair, don't you think? And I think...
Oh my gosh, you were incredibly fair.
Yeah.
She asked you to write down everything she was saying. I'd like all of your listeners to know...
I did.
He did that.
I did.
He wrote it down and showed a tremendous amount of respect. She asked you not to interrupt her as she spoke at length for, I don't know how long it was. It felt like 10 minutes. You didn't say a word. You gave her her platform,
right,
which you did not have to do. You were incredibly respectful.
Yeah, and I think in radio.
And that was nice of you.
Yeah, because in radio, like when you talking about Ray Bradbury, there's a wonderful play. I wish you were out here. She's in Texas. How you been doing?
I have been doing great. Just keeping busy. You know how it is. So actually in Boston.
Oh, you're in Boston.
Yeah, I've been in Boston for the last couple of months, learning a new energy modality and putting things together out here. So lots of stuff going on. Really very exciting stuff. So.
Well, I may be going to New York.
Yeah, but I missed the mess out of you. I
miss you too, because I may be going back east. Because they have San Gennaro in September, so we may be gone. Either that one or we go to Vegas. Maybe we'll catch up. Either one of them.
Right, right.
Anyway.
All right, when are you coming in September? When are you coming out here?
I think the date, I want to say, is the 20th something, is the San Gennaro Festival in New York, the greatest Italian food, as you know. And the event is great. Then the one in Vegas comes up. I think afterwards it'll be in Henderson, so we're going to decide which one we want to do, and then go to Sedona and do our thing, and that's it. And then, by the way, Genevieve, if you want to get a nice life coach, give out your phone number and your email. She's our life coach. 512-902-5377. Okay.
Email is bernadettedegabrielle@gmail.com, or you can go to my website, divinityisyou.com.
Okay.
I like that.
Divinityisyou.com. You're going to get to see all of the stuff I've been up to and putting everything together. So I'm really just very excited for the people that, are drawn to me.
Well, we're going to have you, if you could be free next week. On the next show, I'm gonna talk about a life coach. So you come on next week. You'll come on.
Yeah.
More.
Okay, but you gotta pick up the phone when I call.
Okay. Well, we do. Yeah.
And when you have her on, I'm gonna call in the middle of the interview with more prophecies.
There you go. Charles gonna call you.
Oh, I'm gonna have some good ones.
All right. Anyway, what was I say? So, thank you so much for calling in. And by the way, the show is. You know what I hate about the show? It's over. So we want to thank Brenda. Thank you so much. You'll call next week. I'll have you on.
Okay, honey. Good night.
Good night. Thank you so much. And by the way, Brenda DiGabrielle is a life coach in Austin, Texas.
Awesome.
She's wonderful what she does. Anyway, I want to thank you very much.
Thank you, Cameron.
Charlie Mount, for talking about a wonderful play people are going to see. And please come. There's tickets available.
Tickets available.
And hopefully they'll hold it over.
I hope so. It'll be fun. Yeah.
It'll be fun to have you held over.
Held over.
As they say.
Or moved.
Or
moved.
Thank you very much. And I want to thank, one other thing is next week we're going to talk about issues. We tried last week to do our tribute to Aretha Franklin. We had one of her songs. We want to thank you. We're going to get more about Aretha Franklin. Her funeral will be, I think it's going to be tomorrow. They're going to have it. And we want to thank everyone from coast to coast. Nice messages. And good night. As they say in L.A., good night from Los Angeles. Now let me get my little button in.
You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker.